Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio. You don't have to think before you speak if you don't have a mouth.
Hello and welcome to Season 1, Episode 17 of Once Upon a Time in Zombie-Plagued Chult. Hey Ma, what happened before this happened, eh?
What did you swap?
I gave her my ball of soft, and she gave me her rock of man.
Then he rolled into a puddle where he drowned.
No!
He is the most unfortunate man in Chult.
Oh no.
The Shield Guardian has stood impassive and unmoving, awaiting orders ever since.
Oh my goodness, I love that.
Fucking brilliant.
How would you like to proceed?
Do you get so lost that you brought us back to Vaughn again?
No, we are definitely going the right way this time. This is a separate statue.
Well, we should go and investigate it, right?
I love fighting tiny dick fucking trolls.
We're just going to make him touch the statue.
Yes. For my second there, I was like, is that like a troll fact that if they touch a statue, they like die? But then I was like, no, because then he'll explode.
Dragonbait takes 19 points of damage, and you take 39 points of damage.
Are you fucking kidding me?
By my count, you're on 33 hit points.
This troll is very strong.
Facing off with the troll, things look bleak. Pop and Dragonbait.
Artis.
Yes?
What's the range on that magical doohickey on your finger?
It depends on what spell I'm using.
All right, right now.
I could be doing this from 120 feet away.
How far away is the city with the amulet, Adam?
How far away is what?
The city with the amulet.
Oh, it's a lot further.
Damn it.
120 feet is 20 not dads. Very, yeah. It's not very far.
How far away
is... It's also important to remember that this spell would only last for a minute.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking quickly. All right. Adam, is there time for me to... How many times can he cast it?
He could do it 6 times. So he could do 6 minutes worth.
That is not enough time to do what I was going to plan on doing. Run away, get the amulet, fight it with Vaughn. That's fine. Fuck, all right.
You're still pretty far away from Yell-Yark as well. You're days from there.
I'm going to heal myself.
Mm-hmm. How so?
Using a fucking spell, Adam. No, with
cure
wounds, but I'm going to do it as a level 2 spell.
Yep.
And then I'm
so
gonna,
that's your action.
That's my action, and then I reckon Dragon Bait. Just try hurt it.
You recover 10 hit points.
Can we run away from it? I don't know.
Dragon Bait continues to lay into it.
We are doing damage, yeah.
Yeah. You're slowly hurting it.
Yeah, okay.
Can we run away from it? Any speed I think we could run, even with a head start. It's got really long legs. I'm sure it could just chase
it
us.
Could also grow some legs. I don't know how this fucking thing works. It's like a big gooey sack of limbs and mouth.
It could probably just sort of weirdly do a grotesque cartwheel and any legs or limbs that pop out underneath it, it just rolls along. Oh, you're really upset about that.
That is violently disturbing. It's like...
Just
hey, but it's upside down.
Oh, all of its weird penises flop out from underneath the loincloth. It's wearing a loincloth.
Oh everyone. Yeah, it is wearing jocks.
That's why we were all very disturbed when Tom brought up the
three heads. Look like they're in a metal band.
Odds or evens?
Oh no, Adam. I want to say, Cass, you pick.
Odds.
Odds? All right. Its first attack targets you and is a hit.
Wait, isn't it in the ice? Oh, it's a minute.
It's just grappled. It can't move, but it can still swing its fists. With its first attack...
Should have got out of the way instead of just healing
it. It brings down one of its many mouths around you, Pop, and bites. It twists and turns and breaks your arm. Second attack.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Is also you, Pop. That's another hit. It slams you with one of its forearms. Its third attack is Pop. It hits. Another one of its arms buffets you. Its fourth attack is Pop.
No!
That's another hit. Its fifth attack is Dragonbait.
Adam, I'm not good at math, but...
It gets a critical hit on Dragonbait.
No!
Fucking hell.
Its first attack, its bite, deals 10 points of piercing damage and 2 points of poison damage.
Oh, God, no!
Is this one of those fun poisons where I can only shout?
Adam?
Its second attack with one of its claws.
Hey, I'm just doing some quiet math over here while this is happening.
21 points of damage.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I should be calculating.
I'm on 10.
I have nothing to help you.
Third attack that hit you dealt 17 points of damage. You're downed. It deals you one failed saving throw.
Oh.
No, two, because it's a... you're on 2 failed saving throws because its fourth attack buffeted you.
Oh, out of the way?
No, it just punched him into the ground.
Oh.
Then it attacks Dragonbait. Oh, that's right, it's a critical hit. Oh, your AC is reduced by...
My AC is reduced by my whole body is broken and I'm dead. Twice. Hang on, am I one away...
Dragonbait takes 12, 15, 21 points of damage.
Is he alive?
Dragonbait's still standing.
Oh my fucking god.
Oh my god.
All right. Tiffany and Flosk, it's your turn.
I've seen him
get absolutely annihilated.
I saw that happen, yeah. Oh my god, it's Tomb of Annihilation. You got annihilated.
I got tombed.
You
fuck.
You did. Wham, wham.
I got ovved.
Hey, can that... Your alchemy drug, can it produce health potion?
Yes. 100 million liters of it.
Drown you in health potion. 100 million liters. You'd be dead.
But I'd be healthy.
The healthiest corpse in all of the land. Watch him, watch him. Don't you grab his hand. Let him drown, let him drown, let him drown, drown, drown.
Oh, no. It's happening again.
Flosk, go grab him.
All right, then. Flosk of Wine darts forwards, grabs Pop, starts dragging him back, and as he does that, the troll brings a fist down on Flosk.
I can imagine I'm in pieces. Flosk has to get bits off.
Cut my Pop in 2 pieces.
This is my last resort.
No, guys, this is my last tortle.
Flask of Wine takes 13 points of damage.
He took 13 and I took a cumulative fucking 40-something.
Oh, it's more than that.
Yeah, no.
Over like 3 or 4 attacks.
That is true. That is true.
Flask of Wine, however, does manage to drag your body back. So,
all of it?
Yes. Well, as much as he can. Pop, you're out of the line of fire now, but you're still next to Flask of Wine. So, Tiffany, you can... Oh, no, Flosk. Oh. If you wanted to cop an attack, you could get to Pop and try to stabilize him this turn, but that'd be your turn, and you'd cop an attack of opportunity. Oh, no, wait. No, you wouldn't, because the troll's already used his.
Okay, well, then I'd like to go and try and stabilize Pop.
All right, but that will still be your turn.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Oh, wait, no, trying to stabilize me isn't my turn. That's your turn.
That's my turn.
Tiffany, you fail. It's a skill check, though. So if you've got anything, now's the chance.
Do not, do you?
If you got him, smoke him. Smoke him if you got him. Sorry.
I've got a... Oh, no, I'm going to keep that saving throw. I might need it.
Oh, yes. No, I
don't believe that works on... Oh, actually, no, it will. What is it?
It's plus a d4.
Yeah, you might need that. Yeah.
I'll hold on to it then.
Okay, I do my best and...
You can use a good boy card just to re-roll.
Oh, cash in.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll cash in using my initiative score.
Oh. All right, re-roll. You do worse. Sorry.
You've made it worse somehow.
I'm like, I'll heal you. I'll see if I can patch up this. My hand's inside of a wound. My hand is inside of a wound.
You get to Pop and it's just he is a wound. He's like covered in... His body is broken and destroyed. He got pulverized into the ground by the troll after he was down.
I got bitten in, like, the middle.
He is so broken, so hopelessly, that you just... There's just nothing that you can do.
Oh.
Yeah. That was Tiffany and Flask's turn. Artis's turn. So that ring continues... The hand continues to grasp, dealing a further 10 points of damage. And then Artis...
That's good. At least a little
bit
of good.
What else can he do? All right, he's bringing out the big guns.
Artis reaches into his coat and pulls out a very large pistol.
It's so very large.
It fires an even bigger pistol out of its shoot hole.
What is it called? I was going to call it bullet hole, but that's what they make.
Gun
tube. Tubi booby dooby bit.
Chubby shooty. Shooty chubby.
Shooty chubby. It shoots a bigger
barrel!
Gun.
Barrel!
It shoots a bigger gun out of its barrel.
Do you want to know how I know barrel?
Wow.
You're the voice.
Yeah, the voice straight out.
We're not looking down the barrel of a gun.
How low can we look at each other?
That's not the lyrics right there.
Down the barrel of a gun.
You're not looking down the barrel of a gun. That is not the lyric at all.
No, but we got there in the end.
How long you're not looking at one another down the barrel of a gun. Lock, stock, and two smoking barrels makes so much sense. For a shotgun. That is a double-barreled shotgun. I think
And wine is aged in barrels. It's insane we didn't get this earlier.
Yeah.
So anyway, a blast of cold air erupts from Artis Simba's hand as he keeps moving around. The cold buffets the troll. Oh, the troll makes its saving throw.
My God. Stop, troll. Stop, drop, troll.
Do you know it'll just take half damage.
Just when all that like drama was happening and I was dying, I just realized that one of my cards force an attacker to re-roll an attack against you.
Ooh.
Could have done that. Wouldn't have saved me because I got hit four times.
It's still bad though. You could have not died and you could have run away.
Limped away.
Hobbled.
Hobbled.
Rolled. Barrel rolled. And we're back to barrels.
Oh, my favourite of the arrows.
Hi, welcome to our new podcast, Barrels of Barrels.
He deals another 20 points of damage.
I have no idea how strong this fucking thing is.
Just the fact that it's... I know it's been like 10,
Pop
20,
and Dragon
40.
Bait. So, what would you like Dragon Bait to do?
I'd be like, so Pop, what would you like to do? I'm like, Adam's forgotten, I'm dead. Fight the troll. Heal myself. I would like Dragon Bait to... How did he go the last time he tried to fight the troll?
He's doing all right. His attacks don't seem to... It's not resistant to his attacks.
He has looks a magical like sword. Yeah, he has, it's magic. Yeah. My weapons are just super normello.
Super hot.
I'd like to say to Dragonbait, fight, but I don't because I'm dead. So Dragonbait, fight.
Dragonbait continues to stand bearing the blunt. Okay, first attack, hit. Dragonbait deals a further 13 points of damage. Second attack, ba-bow. Critical miss.
Ba-bow.
You can use your cards to help Dragonbait if you want.
Can I use them to re-roll?
Yeah, you can spend a good boy card to re-roll.
I'm going
to
cash in one of these fortuitous circumstances. Oh, no, wait. I'm going to cash in this force an attacker to re-roll because the fortuitous circumstances are handy.
Oh, yes, they are.
They are. I was going to take another good boy card.
Aww. Instead, Dragonbait hits twice.
Yeah, good.
Dealing a further 14 points of damage.
This is good. This is good.
Right now, you've got the troll up to 118 points of damage, by my count.
Huh.
We've done that much to it, or that's what it's on?
That's how much damage, including resistances, you've done to it. Would you like to make your saving throw?
Yes, Adam, I would.
So, you're on two failed, and you're just on two failed.
Cool. I need to get three successes to live.
If you roll a 20, you're back on one hit point.
Oh my god. If I roll a 20 and then use my plus d4, am I back on 4 hit points?
I'll allow it.
Oh yeah! Oh, I rolled a 1.
Oh no!
Oh no!
No!
Does that help at all, Adam?
It's a 1.
Does my plus d4...
Even if you got a 4, it's still nothing. It's not enough.
What do I need to get to live? Just out of curiosity.
There's just no. You would at least a 10.
With that, or just.
Without that. So you could have gotten a 9 and then used that to give yourself up to a 10. But a 1, there's just nothing you can do.
A 1 is quite possibly the worst thing I could have rolled.
It literally is, quite possibly. Quite possibly. Anything else had a chance of being saved by that plus 4.
Except, well, even like a 2, you'd be like, oh, a 2, that sucks. But like a 1.
Highs or lows?
Lows.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Cool. Then it is the troll's turn. The troll...
Am I dead?
The troll heals a little bit.
Adam, what happens to me?
Adam.
Now, Dragonbait is in a rough situation right now. He's the only person in front of it. And it's mean. And it's mad. And it hits. And it hits. And it hits. And it hits. And it hits.
Dragonbait dies and I manage to survive this. I'm stealing that sword.
Dragonbait goes down.
What?
Dragonbait goes down.
Uh-huh.
Tiffany and Flask of Wine. What would you like to do?
So you said that this statue was in a clearing.
Yeah.
Can we drag our friends?
Actually, no, I didn't.
Vaughn was in a clearing.
Yeah, Vaughn's in a clearing.
No. Oh my god, Cass, touch the statue again.
I'm trying to read Adam's face when you said that. Maybe running away would be really smart. Could...
Make the troll touch the statue.
Yeah, make the... Can I say to Artemis, make the troll touch the statue?
Artemis gives you a look, like an exasperated look, like, are you serious? You'll have to wait for his turn to see if he can do that.
Okay, I scream, make the troll touch the statue!
You look down at Pop, and you can see that he's either dead or he's not. There's nothing you can do at this point.
Flask, run them away! And I pick up Pop. Flask will pick up Dragonbait and we try our best to flee.
You're going to run?
Yep. We're carrying our friends.
All right. So wait, you're picking up
Pop.
Who? You're picking up Pop. And what are you getting? And Flask of Wine, you're directing to pick up Dragonbait. All right. Flask of Wine darts in.
I am very big.
The troll brings a fist down on him.
Weren't we all together?
Dragonbait was in front of the troll. That's a critical.
Is it Adam? Or is... I spent my forces attacking to re-roll.
Bleeder, make a DC 12 constitution saving throw. On a failed save, you take a D4 damage at the start of your turn for a D4 rounds. He passes. So no extra damage, but he still takes that regular amount, which is 15 points of damage. That fucks him up. Flask of Wine is... badly mauled at this point as he's been crushed, crumpled into the ground twice now. When the troll brings his hand, his fist down on Flask of Wine and crushes him into the ground, Flask of Wine is actually flattened out against the ground. And then when the fist comes back up, Flask of Wine starts dragging himself along, grabs Dragonbait and drags him back. As he does that, you see like a white energy suffusing Flask of Wine. Flask of Wine's feet begin to... Flask of Wine moves at a tremendous speed. Some would say 10 times his regular speed.
His magic. Oh my fucking God.
Yeah, you forgot, didn't you?
Cass?
Yeah?
Ask me what my magical power from the Snake Lady was.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah, Cass?
You know how you got a magic power from the Snake Lady?
Yeah.
What was that power?
Well, that power meant that for, basically, I'd use it once a week and for an entire round, I wouldn't take any damage.
Ah. See, now, correct me if I'm wrong, Tom.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's each to their own and
that's
all that.
Okay, that's okay. Just ask away.
Do you reckon that might have helped you?
Like, if I had have used it to not take damage... I wouldn't have taken the 50 million points of damage that I took. I'd probably be alive.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
It is a bummer.
What a bummer indeed.
Artis Simber is holding the troll in place. He waves his hand and jumping out of his hand, forming as it goes is a giant polar bear made out of ice. The polar bear hits the ground running and starts sprinting towards the troll. Artis, on the other side of the troll from you, Tiffany, looks at you and says, "Run! Run! I'll buy you some time!"
Sometimes there's more bravery in running away.
Yeah.
So, Tiffany and Pop. Oh, no, Tiffany, you drag Pop as far as you can and as fast as you can.
Okay.
Eventually, at some point, you can hear poof, 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 tremendous crashing sounds of the troll searching through the jungle.
No.
You have no idea what's happened. You do not know the fate of Artis, of Flask of Wine, of Dragon Bait, of anyone. It's just you and Pop right now. You're lying in a ditch, and that's how you spend the night.
Oh, and there's just nothing I can do for Pop.
You deduce at some point that Pop is still alive. It's hard to... there's not a lot of detail that you can make out at night because you have to switch to dark vision where everything is black and white.
Oh, so my fucking God, you can't see me.
Oh, no!
Well, you can still feel his corpse lying upon you.
Corpse?
My power is the...
Corpse?
By the time...
I pretty much am holding your hand all night for safety reasons.
Yeah, yeah, because I'll protect you as this big dead... Oh, no, you're protecting... Nicest thing anyone's ever done for Pop, and he's too dead to know.
Oh, my God.
Pop, you're on 32 hit points the next day.
The fuck?
What?
You're not dead.
How?
You received a lingering injury. I rolled. See, when you reach... Yes.
Yeah.
When you reach zero, when you die, I roll instead a percentile chance to see if you... die, or if you just receive
so,
Our meat grinder rules.
Yeah, yummy.
Yummy, yummy. This is how you make a sausage.
Put it in the grinder. Grind it all out. Grind it all out.
Grind it all out. Grind it all out. Make a tasty dish. Better than just normal meat.
Oh, yeah. It's wrapped in another meat skin.
Tiffany, you'll be fully healed.
Whew.
So, Adam, my leg is fucked forever. I have one eye, but I did that myself. That's a character choice.
Just coming into it being like, oh, I should have given myself two eyes.
Unable to heal you, you were left broken and bleeding and disfigured in the muck and the mud and the jungle all night. That combined with the fell, awful, evil energy of the troll has suffused your injuries. You have festering, you are covered in festering wounds that will not seal over. You will lose one hit point from your hit point maximum every day.
Oh, no.
Can I
you
heal myself?
You cannot heal that. You need to receive magical healing or a medicine check of DC 15 or better every day for 10 days, and then this effect ends. 10 days consecutively.
So I get like 5 days, and then I fuck up the sixth day, and I've got to go back to one again.
Yep. And you will lose a hit point from your maximum every day. So if you work this out perfectly, you will just lose 10 hit points from your hit point maximum.
Yeah, considering when I had to do a saving throw and I rolled a one, I reckon I'll be good.
A powerful enough cleric might be able to reverse this effect, but otherwise...
I mean, it's going to take us longer than 10 days to find a cleric.
It's going to take us longer than 10 days to get out of the fucking jungle.
Uh-huh.
Do we run to... Oh, fuck, we have no idea where we are.
Oh, yeah, you have... Tiffany just ran.
Am I awake?
Yeah, you're conscious the next day.
Fuck.
As soon as you wake up and you're alive, I gave you a big hug. I don't say words, though.
I'm all right, Orns.
I let go.
Where are the others?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know. I just ran. I thought you were dead.
I'm pretty sure I might have been. Jesus.
I told Artis to try and push the troll back into the statue.
That's a good idea. Someone clever told you that, I reckon. A very good look.
And we all ran. We all just ran. We would have died.
Anyone else dead?
I don't know. Right. You were the only one who looked dead, dead.
I feel dead, dead.
You're very woundsy.
Be honest. How bad?
What scale?
Oh, I can't. You've just helped me, so I can't do what I was about to say, which was on a scale of one to your face.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that. No, that would just make me dead.
Oh, whatever scale you would adjudicate my woundsiness. You've told me everything I need to know.
It's pretty bad. It's really bad. It's really, really bad.
Yeah, I'm fucked.
Do you feel?
I feel acutely. Imagine your whole body is on fire and people keep pissing lemon on you because you're also full of cuts.
That sounds very bad, but
the analogy is terrible because I'm dead. I died. I'm back. Where? All right.
I don't know where anyone is. Do you think we should find them? I don't even know where to look. I don't know where we are. I just ran. You were dying.
All right. We'll see if we can. We'll just sit for a bit. I'm going to do some. Are you all right?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Right. You sure?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I'm okay.
I'm going to do some healing on myself. Adam?
Yeah? I would like to use Cure Wounds, but as a level 2 spell on myself. Just to get my hit points back to their maximum, which is already one less than what it was yesterday.
You recover 12 hit points, and that's your magical healing for today. You're on 44 now.
Should make a little notchy thing to mark down all your magical heals.
Oh, yeah, because I did one the other day too. Yeah, cool.
Just to remind you, you're like red now. You're covered in sores and open bleeding wounds. You are always bleeding.
You kind of look like a tiefling.
Huh, funny.
Oh.
Ooh,
I love.
A new tap, a new reservoir.
Question. It's just my skin that's red because my shell, I imagine, has it just got holes in it?
Your shell is maybe cracked slightly, but yeah.
Ugh, no, that'd be like a big cracked toenail. That's no good.
All right, broken face.
No, I didn't say that in game. That's just me. Oh, that wasn't in game for you either, okay.
Cass, your face is broken.
I know!
In that it can't frown for more than 30 seconds, you sunbeam.
Does your face hurt? Because it's killing me.
Well, Adam, I'd like to play this fortuitous circumstance in the hope that I may be able to orientate us and get our bearings somewhat. Oh, no, fuck. Adam.
Ah.
I don't want to use that.
Speaking of gifts you've been given, now that you can recall some.
I would like to use my burn of Ooptow to tell me where. Can I get it, like, how specific can I get it?
Let me just do a quick.
Because basically this will determine what we go for.
Well, if you look for the amulet, maybe everyone will know to meet us there.
That's what I'm thinking, to go on the amulet, or I was going to get it to take us to Flask.
It allows you to find the shortest, most direct physical route to a specific fixed location that you are familiar with on the same plane of existence. If you name a destination on another plane, a destination that moves, such as a mobile fortress, or a destination that isn't specific, such as a green dragon's lair, the spell fails. For the duration, which would be a day, as long as you are on the same plane of existence as the destination, you know how far it is and in what direction it lies. While you are traveling there, whenever you are presented with a choice of paths along the way, you automatically determine which path is the shortest and most direct route, but not necessarily the safest route to the destination.
All right.
And now, a word from our sponsors. Also, hey, D&D is fun, but if you're wishing that you could hear questions that no one ever thought to ask about pop culture you only kinda know, then do I have news for you. Plumbing the Death Star is a show by Zammit, Dusher, and Jackson, where they, as my dad calls it, make a living while being a drain on society, like you, Adam. So, if you like the sound of that, or if you want to know why my dad doesn't believe in entertainment, then head on down to sanspantsradio.com and search for Plumbing the Death Star.
I'm going to use it to Use my magic power to take us to Yuckanucknuck.
Yell Yark?
Yes.
The spell fails.
Ah.
Wait. But I know where it is because it's on my map.
Yeah. It's a location. It still fails. Which would mean that it either doesn't exist.
It's not on this plane of fucking existence.
It's not on this plane. Or it could be a destination that moves.
Son of a bitch.
Well,
that was a fucking piss waste of fucking time.
Well, my spell is just taking you where you need to go. Mm-hmm. And so could I use mine today?
Yeah, sure.
Would that, in my mind, that would have less of a chance of failing because I'm not naming it. It's naming it for me.
Yeah, your one, your blessing is a lot more powerful than his.
Do you know what sucks? Mine was a one use only. It is gone.
But I would write that down. That's a like a very that's a piece of information that I think is very important to know.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, I've noted that. Right. So I just tried to use that magical boon of Ubtau. It didn't work, which means one of three things. Either the place moves, it's not real, or it's on a different plane of existence.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll use mine then. I'll just be drawn to where we need to go. So I won't know where we're going, but I'll be drawn there for, I think it's only a minute, but at least it'll get us on the right track.
Right direction. I'm all right at navigating. I've got navigator's tools. I've got a compass. I've got a pen. I've got a telescope, I imagine.
Okay, I shut my eyes or do whatever is required for me to feel my spell.
Tiffany suffuses with a bright white light that illuminates the area. Only you see it. Pop, Tiffany, you're not really aware of the light yourself. Maybe you see that the area around you is a bit brighter, but you don't think anything much of it. You can see, you turn to face a specific direction, and it's like your vision like Sam Raimi's out in front of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You do like a...
You're evil deading, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're like... As if you moved through the jungle at a tremendous pace, like a speed unheard of. It's like everything is rushing past you until everything stops and you see a strangely laid out village. It's small. There are several huts, maybe five in total, with some extraneous buildings a little bit further away. The entire little village is set on a giant, what looks like almost like a lily pad, but if you look a little closer, you see that it's made out of reeds all woven together.
Fuck.
There is a giant tree suspended over the village, bent down at an extreme angle, and vines connected to the different edges of the lily pad. You can see that there is a tremendous amount of pressure being placed on this tree. Like some sort of giant village-sized slingshot.
Oh.
You're back in your body, Tiffany. You feel great. You feel like you know exactly what you're doing. You start walking forwards. For about 10 seconds, you're just strolling in a direction. You move, your footsteps aren't in a straight line. You're not perfectly moving straight, but you are moving in one specific direction. As you move, you take what it looks like to you, Pop, looks like strange steps. But as she moves, you see that she disturbs no jungle around her. She has picked the exact path where nothing could prevent her from moving forwards.
This is an amazing fucking ability.
I love this. I'm having the best
after
time.
10 seconds it ends, but you still as the magic fades, you feel like a tugging around your navel in the right direction. Eventually that feeling fades away completely as well, but provided that you are not driven off this course, you feel like you're going in roughly the right direction.
I want to use my compass and be like, yeah, cool, okay, you're on that heading, off we go then.
I think I know why this spell may not have worked.
Why?
The town looks like it's located in the sling of a slingshot.
At the town in the sling of a... Describe it in detail.
So it's sort of like a big circular... It almost looks like a a knapsack unfolded, and that's where all of the town is. It's in this big circle.
Right, right, right.
And then it's
in a slingshot.
All the whole town is attached to a tree that looks like it's bent back, about to fling the whole town somewhere else.
The town fucking moves.
The town moves.
How? Okay, Horns, how much pressure was on this tree? Like, did it look like it was about to slingshot in about the next 10 minutes, in the next 10 days, in the next 10 seconds?
It looked really tight. Is there any way to know? What?
Impossible to tell.
I don't know, but it must be soon. We've got to be fast.
We need to fucking move. Wait, town on a like a leaf.
Yeah, it's sort of woven all together.
Adam. Based on my thorough examination of the statue earlier and my knowledge of what grungs are, do I know that this is potentially a grung town?
Grungs live in trees, not on the ground.
I thought the leap hadn't immediately went little frogs and they worshipped the statue boy.
No.
Oh my god, is this a Chewinga town? They live in like the hearts of trees. It's and apples and gossamer.
They can live in both. Sometimes they live in streams or rocks.
God, they're beautiful.
Oh, they're the best.
A lot
like man face shaped rocks.
Oh yes.
Did Flask of Wine murder the house of a
someone's house?
House killer. Oh,
Did I pass my medical check?
You healed yourself.
Oh.
You need to. You can either do healing or make a medicine check.
Okay. Can I heal myself 10 days in a row?
Yeah, you just do that if you want. 10 days in a row.
I'm going to do that.
But you have to do it even if you're at full hit points is basically.
I just got to every morning I'm going to heal myself.
That's not what you need right now.
But it's a fortuitous circumstance.
Do you actually want to use that?
Yeah, fuck it.
All right.
I've got two. So.
Burn the card?
Oh. Yeah,
I have two fortuitous circumstances, right? I had a card that could stop, make my attacker re-roll. I had the ability to not take any damage, and I still fucking died.
Tell me how many of those you used.
I used a grand total out of the six things I could have used.
Yeah,
none.
Okay.
Like a red hot zero.
I think the fault doesn't lie with you.
Big fat zilch.
That night, as you're deciding that you should probably stop, hold up for the night.
Horns, I'm fucked. We should stop.
You can see the lights through the forest, through the jungle in the distance, and you can tell that it's Yelyark, and you're not sure whether or not to push on. And before you can say anything, you hear the ringing of steel upon steel, and somewhere off to the left, you see a gout of flames. It appears there's a fight, a battle happening near you.
Well, I think we should be very sneaky.
I also think we should be sneaky. You can't see me when it gets dark, can you?
No.
Good. Which means they can't. You're a bit sneaky, aren't you?
I try. Yeah. I try and be.
All right. Let's sneak in up to Yelkirk.
Yelyark.
I'm a bit, what'll I keep calling it?
Yelkirk.
I died 4 days ago. Not even. Less than a day ago. I can't even measure time. It's all right. You're fine. Why don't we use this fight to sneak into Yelyark.
Yes.
Look for the amulet. Take it. Get the fuck back out.
I think that's a really good idea.
Right, we're going to sneak.
Okay.
And if you lose me, just, I don't know, hum in Infernal.
I really like the idea, but I don't know how subtle it is. I'll do it, though.
Why I order?
I'm a helmet in. No, that's not Infernal. That's Draconic. Adam, I hope you know that I speak five languages.
Pop talks like this when he speaks Common. I'm going to come up with a stupid accent for the other four languages.
Four languages. He's already starting.
Yeah. I've got Infernal. That's covered off.
You sure is, boss?
I'm going to speak Draconic now.
Draconic?
Uh-huh.
And I'll come up with Aquan and Elvish later.
Okay.
When will I have a brain aneurysm?
Who's to say this isn't one?
For you, yes. Oh, my God. Aquan, I should just speak like Aquaman. as in Jason Momoa.
Ooh.
Shaka bra. I love water.
You've seen Aquaman.
I have.
Why couldn't you say anything he said in the film?
Because I don't remember. I'm sure he said shaka bra.
When I speak Afghan, I'm just like, redheads.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
There's a fight happening to your left and Yelyak before you. What's the plan?
Well, can we suss out what the fight is just so we can know how to avoid
Not without getting a lot closer.
Okay, right, let's just go around.
We're going to sneak away from the fight towards Yelyak.
So you stealth towards the village.
I'm dark at night and no one can see me. Super stealthy Johnson.
As you approach, both of you spot tripwires set up with shells and skulls and bones, basically to make a bunch of noise as you approach.
Thank God we noticed them.
You step over them without tripping them up and continue towards Yelyak. As you do that, you see figures moving from Yelyak towards the source of the fighting. It looks like it's getting more and more fierce at this point. The figures are small, maybe halfling sized, certainly small sized. But you can't really make them out very well in the darkness.
Oh my fucking God. Adam.
Yeah.
Tom's going to ask you a question. You don't have to answer because you never do.
I won't.
Are they veggie pygmies?
You don't know. Veggie pygmies don't tend to make settlements, probably
cool,
not.
Cool. Just guessing all the little animals I've met along the way.
Adorable. Well, I think that's just good for us, right?
I hope so. Yeah. Keep going.
Yeah, let's keep sneaking.
As you approach...
We have no idea where to look for this enemy. No, let's keep going.
As you approach, you're coming in from the southern end of Yelyak. You can see there's a big bonfire, and there's a lot of dropped equipment around it. Getting closer, you can see in the firelight, the equipment is... It's kind of like shitty little wooden stone things tied together. None of them look particularly well made. It's all very like ramshackle. Whoever lives here is obviously strange tribals. There is, near the fire, a wooden cage lashed together, made out of bamboo. Sitting inside it, with his legs crossed and his arms crossed, looking very sullen and unhappy with the proceedings, is Koopa Louie.
Yay! Oh, okay, I poke you.
It's Sprout.
Was that his nickname that he approved of? Because I used to call him Weed and he didn't like that.
It's a little Brussels Sprout.
He's here. We can save him.
And then he can help us.
He can. This is very, very good.
Horns.
Yes.
Can you talk tree boy?
No.
Damn it.
No, not at all.
Oh.
Weed.
Oh, no, Weed was what we called him. I used to call him Sprout and he hated it. Is he within earshot?
You can get really close to him. There's no one around.
Well, can we still be sneaky when we go in, though?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's sneak in.
As you approach the fire, your disparate stealth abilities become very apparent. Tiffany is way more stealthy than you are, Pop. But you have the advantage of you're invisible to dark vision. But when you get close to the fire, your dark vision advantage is lost, basically.
That's all right.
So, Pop, you're quite visible, but Tiffany's still a shadow, basically.
I've had a thought. I should step back in the old,
Okay.
Darkness.
Okay.
You get Koopa Louie, come back here. We'll come up with a plan.
There's a giant explosion that ripples out from where the fighting is. A ball of fire consumes a wide swath of trees.
Or fuck stealth. Let's get Koopa Louie out.
Koopa Louie
turns around to look at you and he gets up onto his feet. He stands as tall as he can and his hair barely brushes the ceiling of the cage.
I like just tap Michelle confused. I have no idea what I'm doing.
He percussions on his body.
He hops up
onto the side of the cage and starts rocking it violently.
Stop.
I try and grab the cage.
There's a lock on the cage. Or not a lock. It's
bamboo, right?
There is a simple lock mechanism here.
Only someone was a thief.
Oh, okay. Can I? Is it really?
What is wrong with you? You have thieves' tools.
Okay. It's like you are a thief.
Won't just cutting open the bamboo be faster?
Louder too.
Okay, I use my lock tools.
You get them out. I'll stand here and I'll keep an eye out for any boil and bubble.
With a click, a simple click, the door almost silently opens, as if this were the quieter, superior method.
Thank Koopa God Louie, I'm smart enough to know what to do.
Koopa Louie steps out and hugs you.
Oh, if he can do that without me hugging him first, good chance.
All right, let's roll initiative, shall we?
Who's higher in the hug-off?
Koopa Louie rolled a one.
I give him a big hug.
Koopa Louie hugs you back.
Good, can I carry him?
Yeah, sure. Koopa Louie hops onto your back.
Love you.
Hey, wait, there you go.
He nods to you.
Koopa Louie, we're going to get you out, but do you know where the amulet is?
He doesn't know we're looking for an amulet, Cass. Yes. Oh, I never told him.
Nothing, I don't say anything.
I was going to tell him, so that's good.
Yeah.
Wade, this place, good, bad.
Koopa Louie gives you a thumbs down.
That point at the fighting, good, bad.
Koopa Louie shrugs. He doesn't know.
What's Quasha? Good, dead.
Koopa Louie gives you a sad look and shrugs again.
Fuck, he doesn't know either.
I put my hand on his hand.
He holds your hand tight. You hear a tremendous sound like thunder from the trees. You hear it once, then twice, then three times. There's another gout of flames.
Do you know what that is? Do you know what any of that is? Old tree boy, weedy.
Koopa Louie shakes his head.
Right.
Hey, I'm willing to just gonna spitball an idea here. Just gonna put it out on the
Spin
would you like me to tell you what's around you?
Yes.
Yeah, that would help.
All right. So you have not yet set foot onto the quotation marks lily pad. Now that you're a bit closer, you can definitely see that it's more like, it looks a little bit like a lily pad, but it's more woven grass and leaves and other materials. It's woven through a several sticks, like a dream catcher almost, if that makes sense. And like I described before, there's a giant tree with a lot of tension underneath it that looks like it could snap upwards, sending all of this flying forwards. You can see that mechanism is to your northeast. So if you wanted to, you could head over there and see how that works out. There are several huts on the mat itself of various different sizes. There's one big mat to your northwest on the other side of the little town. There's another big bonfire going there. And to your pretty much direct west, there are several earth mounds and some boats near a river.
Sounds like a good settlement.
Canoes, sorry, not boats.
Weed, I'm just going to start saying things at you, and I want you to give me a thumbs up if you know what the things that live here is.
Koopa Louie gives you a thumbs up.
Great. Goblin.
Thumbs up.
Son of a bitch.
You would refer to them as Batari. That is the local name for these.
Batari.
Thumbs up.
Yeah. Goblin.
Oh, no.
All right. So it means not friends. Fuck, I hope that fight keeps going for a bit longer. Koopa Louie.
It's a fortuitous fight.
Oh, Adam.
Aww.
It's almost like I gave you a goodbye card and you've been a good boy.
Fights are fun.
Koopa Louie, if I told you, have you seen anything incredibly valuable while you've been here?
Koopa Louie nods.
Like a shiny necklace, for example. Or a amulet, if you will.
Koopa Louie gives it a hard think and then shakes his head. He's not seen anything like that, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't exist.
Where do they keep all the important shit?
Koopa Louie points to one of the tents in the little village.
Well, we're going to have to check it out, Koopa Louie. But you'll have us, okay? Let's go.
I'm going to make a suggestion.
Yes.
Before we do this.
Yes.
Look, pains me to say this. You're better at this than I am.
Yes.
He's handy. I'm going to hide in the shadows. Any trouble, I'll do something stupid.
That sounds good. Thank you.
Right.
Let's go.
Good luck.
Okay, I'll go to that. Go to the little tent thing.
All right. Just you?
And Koopa Louie.
Oh, you
on
and
Koopa Louie.
I'm going to go, like, just back into the shadows and just keep an eye on
All right, you'll be a bit away, like a couple of rounds of combat away if something goes down.
Yes, but I can. Can I? What I basically what I'm getting at is, can I see if trouble's going to come to them?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can keep a watch on everything. Absolutely.
Cool. I feel like I'm not as stealthy. I'm a big limping fucking turtle that's covered in gaping wounds.
You're not bad at stealth. Tiffany's just a lot better, is all. Tiffany, you and Koopa Louie stealth your way towards that tent. Yeah. Standing out front, you can see two Batari, or as you would call them, goblins, out the front. These goblins are very different to the ones you know back at home. The goblins you know back at home would be anglicized goblins. Green skin, elongated faces with large, broad but pointy noses, and eyes set deep and sullen into their skulls. Maybe hair that just like mats around them. These goblins, or Batari, are slightly different. While you can see there is obviously a relation, they are obviously of a different type or sort. They keep their hair up in buns or tied in braids, but somehow it's just as dirty. Like dreadlocks, sort of like. It's like they smell about the same. They also, instead of wearing tattered clothes pilfered from humans and leather armor made out of, well, any animal they could skin, including humans.
Oh, yucky.
Instead of that, they wear wooden and bark armor, which they've obviously torn from trees, and they have wooden masks on their faces that seem to in some way resemble ants. You actually see on a lot of their armor and on their tents, little ant motifs.
Well, that's not good. Ants are terrifying.
They're both holding spears and looking towards the fight.
What do I have that can distract them? Because I'd rather not fight them. Wait, Koopa Louie, do you think we could take them?
Koopa Louie nods. He seems confident in his skills.
Okay, I'm going to go for the one on the right.
Koopa Louie nods and then launches immediately at the other one.
Witch bolt.
I'm just watching from the trees.
God, Koopa Louie's a trooper. Trooper Louie.
Koopa Louie downs his goblin.
I miss his ability to just annihilate enemies so much.
He lands on the goblin, rolls around with it. They're both about the same size. They're both small creatures. They roll onto the ground. As they're rolling, the other goblin looks around facing away from you, Tiffany, and you hear a crack as Koopa Louie jerks once and the goblin goes limp. Then your witch bolt goes off. You bathe the back of the goblin's head with electricity. You deal 4 points of damage to the goblin, not downing it, but next turn you'll deal further damage to it.
Sick. Unless Koopa Louie gets to him first.
Well, it's initiative now. Koopa Louie goes first. He turns around, hisses at the second goblin, and then launches at that one.
I love our little guy.
He brings down the second goblin. Four more goblins burst out of the tent, and Koopa Louie is just the closest one, so they all try to swarm him.
Have I seen this, Adam?
Yeah, you can see this.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, no, we'll send the most silent of us into the thing. And then you talked.
That was stupid of me.
It's what Pop has trust issues.
Oh, you have trust issues.
If you want, you can join in at the end of this turn.
Yeah.
Koopa Louie takes a slash across the chest with a scimitar. And as he backs up, green Icarus blood drools out of his wound.
We never saw him get hit. He never took a fucking hit when we used to have him in our park. Oh my god.
Tiffany, the goblin you were fighting is dead. You can redirect your attack so you don't waste this spell any further.
Yes, I don't have to speak again, do I?
No.
Good.
Cat's kind of out of the bag at this point, though.
Meow.
You blast another goblin. You move the electricity over to a second goblin. The electricity wraps around the goblin, picks it up, and throws it like the goblin was Mace Windu or something. That goblin dies, is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Koopa Louie's turn. Koopa Louie launches upon another goblin. He lands on the goblin and... Yep, he downs another goblin. He slashes at the goblin's head and a spray of blood bathes a second goblin.
Oh, I missed this little lettuce baby.
That goblin steps back. The one that got hit steps back, turns around to face you, Tiffany, and you can see that it's clawing at half of its face that has been removed. Ooh. The goblin falls over. It's the goblin's turn. One more goblin comes out of the tent. This goblin is... she's wearing a long ceremonial headdress.
And an amulet.
And a pretty, pretty necklace.
I'll show you what she looks like.
It looks like the Predator, but wooden.
Yeah, but little.
Yeah.
And a bit fat.
Baby fat.
Little pot belly Predator. Girl.
Little baby fat Predator.
Gleaming around her neck is a bronze and adamantine medallion that has the word Vaughn etched into it.
Oh, you beautiful little... I'm coming. I've decided I'm coming to this fight too because you guys got caught.
What could this mysterious amulet mean? Find out next time on Once Upon a Time in Zombie-Plagued Chult.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all the other shows we do here at Sans Pants Radio, then why not subscribe to SansPantsPlus.com? For as little as $5 a month, you could have access to a whole bunch of bonus shows and content. Once again, that's SansPantsPlus.com.